When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hello there.
I'm Grace Timothy. I've still got ADHD, and I'm still exploring what this means for me and other women and non-binary people. I'm so happy to be inching my way back into your ears after a bit of a break. So much has happened since we first started work on this podcast. In fact, when I was diagnosed in 2021, we were only at the tipping point for ADHD to go from largely obscure childhood condition to part of the national conversation around adult mental health. I had to Google fairly specifically to actually establish what this acronym meant for me, and the results were scant, especially when it came to women and non-binary people with the condition. Today, of course, you don't even have to Google ADHD to be met with the avalanche of information, and most of it is mired in controversy. You've probably seen the headlines: ADHD, the hidden epidemic; ADHD prescriptions jump 33% in a year with women driving the record uptick; and my personal favourite, does ADHD even exist? We are now fighting to control the misinformation and self-advocate within a system so under-equipped to deal with the hundreds of thousands of people now seeking help. And so there is, now more than ever, a need to raise awareness of the true nature of ADHD in women and girls and non-binary people, away from the stereotypes, the ableist agenda, and the misleading headlines, because yes, ADHD really does exist. We need to cut through the confusing and conflicting noise out there surrounding the condition. And there is a need for the deep connection and understanding that grows from seeing others with your very specific and seemingly unique issues and concerns. So rest assured, we're not going anywhere. On a personal note, I still need to explore the condition for myself. I'm very aware suddenly of just how many variables there are in your individual presentation of ADHD, and how it will therefore shift and morph depending on what else is going on in your life. Dr. Mo, the podcast's resident expert, pointed out when we very first spoke that someone with ADHD might cope very well and mask their symptoms until the demands are too much to handle, and then they'll likely be exposed. Well, this doesn't just stop being true once you're diagnosed. I thought I had it all sorted after years of honing the best possible coping mechanisms and then being so much more self-aware when I knew what was going on. But actually, this year, I experienced a burnout that I absolutely didn't see coming. Like, literally on this podcast every day talking about ADHD, and I still did not see it coming. It turned out I hadn't mastered ADHD at all, so forgive the absence, but I'm sure lots of you will understand exactly what this feels like. I'm feeling much better now, and so I'm heading back into my makeshift studio, and away we go again. For now, you have 20 episodes to listen to. We've already covered a wide range of lived experiences around the big themes: parenting, sex, dating, work, education, money, self-worth, socializing, friendships, emotional regulation, grief, oversharing, exercise, trauma, and stress. And then, of course, most recently, with our two-episode special, Anxiety and Depression as Comorbidities, with Anna Martha and Gemma Stiles. And soon we'll be back with your questions for our experts. Is it my ADHD when I don't get anything done all day because I've got a phone call at 3 o'clock? Is it my ADHD when I forget every single password I've ever set? And the most often asked question in my DMs, is it my ADHD or is it hormonal? Thank you, as always, for listening, following and reviewing, and for your messages. I really appreciate the privilege of sharing in your stories, and that this community is so closely connected. I'll see you soon.